There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Very excited about this weekend, but before we get into it proper, have you made it along to the Barasti quiz? Wednesday night, the big sports quiz happens.
It's the biggest in the world, isn't it? These quizzes just don't get any bigger than the Barasti sports quiz.
There's two more quiz nights left on a Wednesday. You've still got time to head down there and win the big prize, which is so big.
I know, it's enormous, isn't it? We're going to be sending, all expenses paid, six people to the Malaysian Grand Prix, and that includes flights to Kuala Lumpur. There's going to be three nights accommodation, three twin deluxe rooms courtesy of Four Points by Sheraton in Puchong, transfers and tickets to one of Asia's most glamorous sporting events. And let me tell you, the Four Points Sheraton in Puchong, it's located just 20 minutes away from the heart of KL. It's got 249 extremely stylish and contemporary guest rooms designed for comfort and the ideal stay for families and long travellers.
So write that in your diary. Next Wednesday night, sports quiz happening at Barasti. I think it starts at about 8 o'clock. But back to this weekend now. We do this every single Thursday. We set up the weekend. We're going to start with tonight, what's going on. And it's your last chance to see Keddie at Cinema Rakeel.
Yeah, if you like cats and if you like beautiful cities and if you like humanity, then you're going to love this film. Steph went to see it last week and you're still feeling fuzzy after it. You've not been the same since you came back from
this
that movie.
This is one of the greatest documentaries you'll see. Hundreds of thousands of Turkish cats roam the metropolis of Istanbul freely. If you've ever been to Istanbul, you will have seen this.
All right. Now, for thousands of years, they've wandered in and out of people's lives. They've become an essential part of communities, claiming no owners. The cats of Istanbul live between two worlds, neither wild nor tame.
A little bit like the DubaiEye studio cat.
Yeah.
Downstairs.
I mean, he keeps outside, doesn't
Jerry,
he?
Jerry, yeah.
Does he come in at night?
Never.
Is it called
in.
Jerry? I didn't know his name.
Yeah, it was Tom and Jerry, and then Tom disappeared, so we just got Jerry.
Oh, I see. Right.
These cats in Istanbul, though, they bring joy and purpose to the people that they choose to adopt, because they adopt the people don't adopt them.
Yeah, critics have all agreed that this cat documentary will charm its way into your heart and home as you fall in love with the cats of Istanbul.
It will melt the hardest of hearts. So yeah, if you want to see the last screening of this, it's happening at 7:30 tonight. But I would get there early to grab a karak chai, because they do great chai in there, and also a good sofa, because
yeah,
it's sofas.
You want a good seat for this one, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
They're also showing Embrace the Serpent, which is an Oscar-nominated adventure drama. It's shot entirely in black and white, is this film, and it depicts the story of an Amazonian shaman, that the last survivor of his people, and he forges a powerful friendship with two scientists in search of the forest's healing plants. It's profound and it's really beautifully shot.
We will be talking more movies after 3 o'clock today, more mainstream, the ones that you can see in Vox cinemas. Another first happening tonight in the city that we feel like we've helped push along a little bit, don't we?
Yeah, we love Rove hotels. I know you're always frequenting Rove, aren't you?
I just like what they're doing. I like that they're bringing people to Dubai, and it's cheaper, but it's still great quality.
Yeah, and they've launched a partnership with the Courtyard Playhouse to bring an improv theatre night to one of the city's Rove's hotels. It's on the third Thursday of each month.
Yeah, first one is tonight. Every performance is going to feature top improv actors from the Courtyard Playhouse, who you will have heard on the ticket. And this weekend, you will see two shows, This Is Impro and Racy Dacy.
Yeah, each performance is, and as the name suggests, unrehearsed, unscripted, totally improvised.
Bit like this show?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, we had the guys in the studio just last week telling us about what was in store. And Alana actually spoke to me about, you know, exactly what's going to be going on stage.
So basically, you've got five actors on stage, and we have, we're open to doing spontaneous scenes. So you're right, it's risk-taking and it's exciting, and you never know which way it's going to go. So what we do is we rely on audience participation. It doesn't mean that we drag anyone up on stage. We don't, I assure you.
Yeah, that's good.
But what we do is we might ask for a suggestion. So say we're doing a scene, and we might say to Wes, where would you like our scene set, Wes?
Paris.
And then we're going to do a scene in Paris. And if it was you and me, Mark, up on stage...
Right, okay.
Then we might say to someone else... we might say, so what relationship might Mark and I have? And someone might say...
Lost tourists.
So you and I would be lost tourists in Paris. Right.
Okay.
And the scene would...
Right, so where is the Eiffel Tower? I've heard so much about the Eiffel Tower, but I can't actually find it. Where is it?
I'm not entirely sure. Maybe we should ask a local.
All right, this Wesley looks a bit like a local. where's the Eiffel Tower? You know, it's supposed to be so big, so tall, we can't find it.
Have you tried just looking right behind you and up?
Oh my gosh, you're not from Paris? Where's your accent?
I enjoyed that, doing a bit of improv with her.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Please do go along and support this tonight. Rove Downtown starts at 8 p.m. and it is free. All they ask is that you jump on Facebook and let the Courtyard Playhouse know that you're coming along so they can work out the numbers.
Sounds good. Now, what we're going to ask you to do, guys, is guess the zenist place in Dubai. We're going to be telling you where it is when we come back.
Yeah, you'd be doing yoga there over the weekend. Where could it be? A very zen place to do yoga. It's not on the beach. There's a clue.
Yeah, and setting up your weekend on the ticket as we usually do on a Thursday afternoon. Bags of stuff to get involved with, and we're heading to a cafe next. Sass Cafe.
No, it's not.
Well, it's not.
You've been tricked there. It's not a cafe. It is called Sass Cafe, but it is not a cafe.
Interesting. Enlighten me.
They've got a weekend extravaganza that we want to tell you about. It's called the Sassy Dinner, happening at Sass Cafe.
Right.
Amandeline told me a little bit about Sass Cafe, where it comes from. It comes from Monte Carlo, the most expensive city in the world.
As we found out a few weeks ago on Gig Tripping.
It's been formed in 1993 by the father and son, so Sasa and Samisa. 20 years later in Dubai, we bring the Monte Carlo glamour. Yeah, so now we open and we're trying to bring this famous atmosphere.
You got two chances to head along to the Sassy Dinner on a weekend.
So it's every Thursday and Friday. It's a lineup of entertainment. So there is singer, saxophonist, pianist, and dancer as well. So it's really, really nice. It brings something different every week. The dinner starts with the music a little bit slowly. Then we dim the lights a little and the music gets louder. So the guests can dance and the singer and the dancer come across the table. So, no, it's really nice. Not too much party, but a nice entertainment.
Not too much party.
we should have Trish doing this, shouldn't we, really?
I don't like too much party. In fact, you know what? When I was speaking to Amandeline, I felt terrible because she said, I can't really understand your accent. Because I'm Geordie.
She said that to you?
Yeah. And I was like, same.
So Mediterranean and French cuisine. I mean, how much are we paying for a night out for two?
It's around 300 to 400 per guest.
300 to 400 dirhams. Weekend night out. Saturday dinner. Yeah, for two
That's
people.
That's all right, isn't it? Yeah.
No, per guest.
Oh, per guest.
So you're looking at about 800 for two of you. Right. Would that be pricey?
It would for me.
What about for you, Tricia?
Yeah, unless I'm not paying.
Which is the best kind of night out, isn't it? One way you're not paying for it.
those are the ones you want to be on.
So moving on to Friday now, we have got a great way to start the day with some Zen yoga. Roll those mats out, guys. Mm. Have you water next to your mat?
I'm rolling it out.
Everyone feeling Zen?
I'm getting flatter by the second.
You're not very good at yoga.
I'm not, no. That's because I turn up to the wrong classes, isn't it? Now, this is a super Zen location. The Green Planet at City Walk.
Have you been in there yet?
No. I've still got to go there and see the sloth.
Yeah, you have to be lucky as well to see the sloth because he's often asleep and hiding.
Yeah. But they've got exotic birds, haven't they?
All kinds of exotic birds that are just flying around as well.
Yeah. Have they got some with the big beaks, a bit like pelicans?
Yeah, and they're all really different bright colours. It's really interesting. They've also got some things that you will not see anywhere else in the world. Don't mean to get boring with this, but I found this fascinating. They had some bees and you could see for the first time ever where the bees got the pollen from, and then they took it through and they made the honey. You could see the whole process happening.
Have you been, Trish?
No, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It is. So you could be doing yoga there. 136.1 Yoga Studio are going to be taking a session of rainforest yoga, because it's like a rainforest inside, at 8 a.m. on Friday morning. Vinyasa Flow is what they're doing, which is a high-energy, fast-paced, fitness-based yoga workout that Mark Lloyd could not do. And it's 80 dirhams if you're not a member.
Right, okay, so I can't do vinyasa yoga, but I can eat breakfast. And there's a new breakfast spot amongst few, which is a shop. It's a local brand, really cool, and they've got a cafe in there, and they've paired up with the Dina Organic Farms to hold From the Yard Farmers Market.
This is going to be happening every single Friday from now on. It started last week. We didn't have time to fit it in, though, to tell you about it, which is why we're telling you about it this week. We're talking fresh organic produce direct from Dina Organic Farms, free-range eggs, and Dubai's favourite cheese lady, who makes the most wonderful little bundles of goodness to lather your toast with.
As well as buying your cheese, eggs and veg, amongst few chefs, they've devised a From the Yard menu, which will be available alongside the farmers markets on Fridays only from 8 until 2 o'clock.
Yeah, on the menu, things like toasted sourdough bread, fried or scrambled eggs, homemade baked beans, sautéed spinach and mushrooms, organic beet hummus. I do love a different kind of hummus.
And is it beetroot?
Yeah.
Beetroot hummus.
Beetroot hummus.
I would love that.
Avocado, your choice of grilled halloumi or organic chicken sausages as well. Sounds good, doesn't it?
That sounds great, that. I like that, especially the beetroot. Now, if you can't resist the draw of a Friday brunch,
then we've got something for you this weekend. Now, not just one brunch, but stacks of them, all in one place on a new app. How do you normally find a brunch if you want to go to one?
Well, it's not on an app. I would probably look on my iPad.
Ah, well, there's a new app called Brunchy. I just saw this week. It allows you to find the best deals for brunches. And we tracked down James, who is the man behind the app, and he told us where the idea came from.
Well, I think to start with, I mean, there's no secret to the fact that obviously drinking and socialising in Dubai isn't a cheap affair. So when I first moved here in 2015, I was taken aback by how much I was spending, you know, frequenting the bars and the restaurants in Dubai. So that was really where the initial sort of idea, well, the push came from to develop the app. But I actually had a concept in my head for a while now, and basically where you could have a list of all the happy hours and a countdown timer. And basically what you could do is you could go out on a night and you could kind of plan your night to the happy hours and jump between making sure, you know, you obviously explored everywhere, but you're doing it at the best price. So there was kind of a combination of these two things which really made me start putting together Brunchy.
It is expensive to go out every single weekend in Dubai.
Yeah.
I've got a personal trainer who's 24, just got here from Glasgow. I say I've got a personal trainer, I haven't been for a few weeks. Anyway, that's aside the point. But he goes out every weekend. He was meant to be saving to buy a car. And I keep saying to him, how are you doing? He's like, I'm spending all my money.
Never get the car.
Never managed to save up enough money because he wants to go out every weekend. If you've got a good idea for an app, though, and I always feel like there's an app in me. Like there's a book in me.
Yeah,
you know?
I get that feeling there's an
app
in me. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of companies who will help you make it a reality, but you do need to make sure it's a good one for it to take off, James told us.
What sets an app apart is really the right blend of branding, concept, and the user experience. You know, this is what really takes the most of the time with an app. Producing the app, Brunchy, which is obviously simple, it's user-friendly and engaging, it's a challenge, but really it's what sets us apart from the competition out there.
They do have to be easy to use, or I'm out.
Yeah, if you can't find your way around an app, there's nothing worse, is there?
You know who we should talk to about apps?
Who?
Intern Trisha.
Yeah. Trisha's an app fanatic, I'm sure. What's your favourite app?
You can't have a favourite app.
Can you not?
Nah.
All right.
I don't know.
Do you use a lot of apps?
I like the translation apps.
Yeah.
It's really good, isn't it? Google Translate.
Word reference.
Ah, so all wordy ones. I'm not surprised, though, because you did just get a BA in linguistics. And someone's texted in Nitin and says, it's great to hear the perspective of millennials on your show.
Is that me?
No, it's Trisha. So looking at this app for brunches, I mean, there's lots of other things on there as well. James told us some of the deals.
The current total of offers we have as of today is 565 offers. And this is a combination of brunch, ladies and men's night, and also happy hours as well. So we've got a mixture from top-end brunches all the way down to sort of cheap and cheerful happy hours, and also lots of ladies' nights on there as well.
Lots of ladies'
yeah,
nights.
Cheap and cheerful happy hours as well.
We will have a big ladies' night coming up, a weekend one actually for you, very shortly on the show. But there's a feature on this new brunchy app that means you don't have to go too far in your Kareem.
But what you can do is you can search in your location and you can find out what's going on nearest to you now. Also, you can filter on the days if you want a Friday brunch or a Saturday brunch. And also, what it's got is it's got a link for more information. So if you need extra information, you can actually go direct to the website for the vendor and find out if there's any more specifics you need to know. And also, you can contact them for booking through the app as well.
And where do we find it?
Basically, if you go to brunchy.ae, the website, if you click on there, there's a link to download the app. It's available on iOS and Android, completely free. Also, if you follow us on social media and subscribe to the website, and then basically you can join in with what we call the Brunchalite community. The Brunchalite community is a play on words between, obviously, brunch and socialite. You get involved, it's very much a two-way street with us and our community.
So that was the idea, yeah? And did they want to keep the people there after four?
No, you kind of filtered off. I never quite understood what you were meant to do
but
after.
Did you not feel in you were missing the fresh air and the beach and all that kind of thing?
Look at me, Mark. Look how pale I am. No.
Yeah, but you can do with a bit of fresh air. I mean, you go scootering now, don't you, along the canal? I mean,
you can open the window
stuff like
in
that.
A taxi on the way to brunch, can't you? Get a bit of fresh air.
And did you get all dressed up and,
Only a couple of times.
Yeah, because you're supposed to, aren't you? Supposed to get dressed up.
I think
for
it depends which one that you go to.
Yeah.
Tricia, you're just fresh back in Dubai from New York. What do you think about the brunch scene?
It's very popular in New York. Every weekend people are brunching, so I was kind of over it. But there's a few good ones in Dubai. I went to one recently. It's actually my friend's restaurant. It's called Spice and Ice. It's like modern Indian food. Really good. It's quite reasonable. I think it's 200 for unlimited food and drinks and JLT. Love that one.
That is not too bad, is it?
Sounds good, that one, doesn't
for
it?
A brunch.
Yeah.
So check that app out if you are into your brunches and your ladies' nights and your chaps' nights. It's called Brunchy and you can download it for free. We're going to come back and we've got a Friday night ladies' night, which makes such sense to me. We'll tell you all about it after this. Friday night now with a weekend ladies night, which makes such sense. I've always thought to myself, who wants to go on a ladies night on a Tuesday?
Yeah, let's make it on a Friday. Why not? Billionaire Mansion, club and restaurant and lounge at the Taj Dubai in Business Bay has brought its ladies night this Friday. Free beverages as well as canapes all night long from 8 o'clock.
Are you in the canapes camp or are you more of a vol-au-vent man?
A vol-au-vent.
I'm a vol-au-vent man as well.
Woman.
Well,
yeah.
We've got a couple of comedy nights as well going on this weekend we want to tell you about. Here is your first one. Ghalib in New Delhi, India's longest running comedy this is. Ghalib in New Delhi, it's running at Duck Tack. You've got to head to Mall of the Emirates this Friday if you want to catch this show. It's a play which follows Urdu poet Mirza Ghalib through him being a real figure.
Yeah.
He's pretty funny. Anyone who's seen this show says that it's absolutely hilarious.
Do they?
Yeah. It depicts his life. And it's him being returned to modern-day Delhi. People love it. It's mainly in Hindi or Urdu. Tickets are priced between 100 and 125 dirhams. But I would say that is definitely one for you. If you speak Hindi or Urdu.
Well, you were looking at me then. I was going to say,
no.
I wouldn't understand that.
I wasn't pointing at you there, sorry. Just waving me pen.
Now, a legendary hip-hop DJ is in town tomorrow night as well. Number One Fridays, Dubai's longest-running urban night, is bringing DJ Tim Westwood to Dubai. Tim
Westwood. Westwood, stacking season.
I'm in love with the go-go. I'm in love with the go-go. I got it for the Lolo. I'm in love with the go-go. I'm in love.
Yeah, anyone else smell smoke? I feel like I'd be coming home with smoky smelling hair after that.
Well, this guy, he's at the top of his game. He's one of the most recognised hip-hop DJs from the UK. You can expect a real high-energy set. It's happening at the newly refurbished Marina Nightclub XL, which you'll find at the Habtour Grand. Ladies are free until 1 in the morning, and it's 100 dirhams after that, and guys, 100 dirhams before 1 a.m.
When you say ladies are free, do you mean to get in?
Yeah, to get in. Of course I mean to get
just
in.
Check in.
And for the guys, it's 100 dirhams before 1, and if you turn up after 1 o'clock, when I'll be firmly tucked up in bed, it's 150 dirhams for you.
We've also got a good suggestion for what I think is a bit of a different staycation this weekend. XV8 Art Hotel. Are you familiar?
Yes, I love XV8. It's over there in Shindaga.
Yeah, they've got a cracking summer deal going on at the moment. Switch out the usual beachy staycation for something a little bit more authentic. If you haven't been to this hotel before, it is in the historical Bastkia, which is now known as the Al-Fahidi neighbourhood. Humble boutique-style hotel showcasing traditional Arabian architecture and internationally acclaimed art as well. And you wander through and you find yourself just in little rooms that are tucked away with great art installations.
I know, I've been there a few times, and they've got a lovely little coffee shop as well that serves up, you know, homemade cakes. And but I like going through the rooms, and once they took me through on a tour of all the different rooms, every single one is different, and I like that, you know, every single one. It's great, just
it's
amazing.
Really nice.
Yeah, you can discover local culture and traditions at almost 50% off the usual room rate. Plus, there's free bright rental as well, so you can pedal a bit, and 10% food and art. 10% off food and art at the hotel. So hurry up, this offer lasts through until August 31st.
We had a little look online this afternoon. We found a room on agoda.com for 227 dirhams.
That's brilliant.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine if you had people coming to Dubai. If you've got guests and you're sick of them,
oh, 227 dirhams. They're just going to go away with that perfect Dubai experience.
Yeah, really, really good. XV8 Art Hotel. So moving on to Saturday now, setting up the weekend, we've got some good wholesome family fun to start with.
Yeah, there's a pop-up water play centre for kids at Dubai Marina Mall Promenade at the moment. There'll be beach ball racing, tag, target shooting. It's available for all the family every day until the end of August. And each session is just 20 minutes long, and it can take up to 20 people. And the good news is it's absolutely free.
Cha-ching!
Yeah, from 12 midday through until 9 p.m.
We like the free stuff. We try and do as much of that as we can in life.
Keep the free stuff coming in.
There's a brand new pop-up retail spot happening in D3 this weekend. D3 is in the Dubai Design District, if you don't know it. At Creative Shelf DXB, it's called, and it's going to be filled with local designers as well as fashion, photography, social media, beauty workshops, all scheduled throughout the event. Now, it's not just happening this weekend. It does go further. It's on until the 27th of August, I think. At 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. across the weekend, though, if you want to check that out.
Sounds great. Now, there's also more comedy this weekend. This is at Frankie's Italian Bar and Grill, which is in JBR. Simeon Goodson from Brooklyn, living in Abu Dhabi for the past 2 years, is the man in charge of the microphone, and he's widely regarded as one of the finest funny men in the business. He's been cutting his teeth on the tough New York comedy circuit since 2004, and he joins us on the ticket.
Yeah, competition must be rife in New York, Simeon.
Yes, there are tons of comedians. I mean, people move from all over the world to New York just to do comedy. So
were you happy to leave and give it a go in a new market?
I mean, definitely. I was there, you know, I was there my whole life, so it was intimidating to go so far away from home. But you know, it was exciting at the same time. I didn't really know what to expect. In the end, I feel like it worked out.
And what are the differences when it comes to doing comedy in New York and doing comedy in Dubai?
Probably going to be the licensing and the I guess the censorship. I don't really know if I want to phrase it that way.
Yeah, do you feel like you're censored?
There's limits to what you can talk about here. That wasn't really my forte anyway. I wasn't really a big political guy. That wasn't really what I did.
Yeah, and I think that's really interesting because I've had a few people say to me who are new in Dubai, I'm not going to go along to comedy because it's just going to be so sanitized. But I don't feel like it is.
No, it's definitely not. Certain things, there's certain courtesies as far as the culture, you know, the local culture, that you're not going to violate. But as far as, like, I was told no cursing at all, and that's not true. And, you know, At this point, that's why I haven't gotten any trouble for it. So.
I keep saying the same thing to you, Mark, don't I? No cursing.
I know, and I keep doing it on every show, don't I?
So, Simeon, tell us what people can expect at Frankie's on Saturday night.
Well, we've got a whole lineup. We've got about six people, including myself, from Abu Dhabi and Dubai. We got some improvisers. I mean, we're doing a stand-up show, but we're going to have a lot of fun with it. These are people who, I've performed with all over the country, people from the U.S., people from Australia. I mean, it's a very diverse, it's a good time. It's equal to, if not better than, what you would pay, when the guys, they fly the guys in and you have to pay 150 dirhams and you don't get to drink and you don't get to eat. You just got to sit there and watch the show. And then the guy's not putting forth his full effort because he's just flying in to the country for, 2 days.
To get the money. Some comics are guilty of that, aren't they?
Well, I suppose, once it's your profession, yeah, maybe they are. I remember Michael McIntyre, though, coming to Dubai and really pulling out all the stops when it came to Dubai material. He was at the World Trade Center and maybe half the show was Dubai material that he'd obviously worked on, especially for that gig.
And I think that's what you want, isn't it? You want something to be reflected about the city that you're living in.
Yeah, that you can relate to.
Yeah, and this is a local grassroots comedy scene. I mean, Simeon Goodson is not grassroots. He's been doing comedy for the last 20 years in New York, so I would definitely go along to this. The best thing about this gig, Saturday night at Frankie's and JBR, it's free.
Yay!
Another freebie. We're going to end on something that's not happening this weekend, but it is something to look forward to, isn't it? Next week.
Yeah, well, he's earned 7 Michelin stars. And yes, he's opening a bakery in Dubai. We're talking about the Bouchon Bakery that's going to be opening in the city next week.
Acclaimed American chef Thomas Keller, owner of the world-famous French Laundry restaurant, consistently ranked among the top 50 restaurants in the world, has decided to bring his food to Dubai. Aren't we lucky?
We are, yeah. Bouchon Bakery, it's to open on the beach, JBR, next week. His first bakery outside of the US, in fact, and it's going to feature baked goods, delicious baked goods, pastries, and light lunch bites inspired by the chef's time when he was in Paris.
We're just going to have to wait and see, though, I guess, as to whether it's going to be as good as the original. Because this does happen, doesn't it? Things open that are already open elsewhere in the world.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't measure up.
Yeah, but other times they do. Other times they do.
Well, we'll find out, I'm sure, when that opens.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.